Begin the Gemara daf Masechet Sanhedrin of Chav Ches. Begin the Med Alf. Begin the Master. Begin the Gemara. My choisim the Ketonim as Neidin. I mean Chasim Benoy. He is actually the next generation. His son's son-in-law. So he says, Tim, it's a wonder, because in Kenev, if that's the case, wait a second. So Masnit and the Ketani Gisoi, we said, okay, the brother-in-law, Ubenoi b'chaisnoi, and the son and son-in-law, Hainu, so according to this interpretation, it means Chaisin Benoi, his son's son-in-law. So I'm going to say, you see, okay, Chaisin Benachais Ishtoi, his wife's sister's son's son-in-law, is Pasel. How could that be? Hafilo Chasin Ben Ishtoi Kasher. But even his wife's son's son-in-law is valid, the Ketani, because we learned, Chargo Labadoi, only their stepson. And not further. So it says the kibin the chaisnai have a chasin benoi, since his son-in-law means his son's son-in-law. It could mean you could say the churga when it says, yeah, just the son, the stepson. Lav muti bin chargoi, b'chasin chargoi asa. Hey, you're right, it wasn't coming to exclude the stepson's son or son-in-law. El muti was actually coming to exclude ben chargoi, his stepson's son's son, b'chasin ben chargoi, and the stepson's son's son-in-law. And therefore, that's why it wouldn't be a contradiction at this point in the Gemara. Next, this Master begins the Gemara. There's eight primary categories there, 24, which Tosfos really points at Ikatuba. There's many that the Chadin are really one. We're just saying, according to the flow, it's not like there's eight, but really some are actually overlapping. Next, this Master begins the Gemara. Plus in Batartan Haba, then it should actually be 32. Says Tosfos, what do you mean? Hadlai Kama Arbam Haba. There's actually 40. You have Haim, them, Ubenayim, their sons, Vachasneim, and their son-in-laws, Vachasin, Benayim, and their sons' son-in-laws, Ubenayim, Benayim, and their sons' sons. So it's Taisus, Mishum, like Tanilu, Behadia, Bemasin, since they're not explicit in the Mishnah, so it's not a difficulty why they're not mentioned. Or in another approach, you could say, Shim Chasnas Chadu, we're not mentioning the son-in-laws individually, it's the category of son-in-laws, add another eight. We're not going to count that eight two times to make it up to 40. From this test, Maslow, which the Gilead brings at Mashal, says this is superfluous. Plus, the Matarat and Havi, they're 32. Pirsha Kun Rashi explains the Chasab Neim, Lechashab, that their sons, son laws are not counted because the Shem Chasnas Chadahu, because just mentioning the category of more of the son laws. Abriyam, he says, the B'nei B'nei Lechashab, without counting the sons, sons, Mashem Tlekatanya, Lubamasin Mahadya, because they're not explicit in the Mishnah. Next, this Matab begins the Gemara, Kivin Ma'am Asi. Since it's coming from elsewhere, it's not like a blood relative. So actually, the son-in-law is like another next generation, which Pirshu Kohen, as Rashi explains. But like Rav, why doesn't the Gemara ask on Rav? Since he's saying it's like another generation, so that my apostle Chayis Nelachi Aviv, why are you disqualifying his son-in-law for his father's brother? Have a like reverberation. It's like it's not just a third generation, a fourth generation. Because if it was his son, it would be third, but a son-in-law is like a fourth one. Says Rashi Mishum Dekashule Milsachid, because anyways there were different difficulties with this interpretation. Now Vikshar Rav Rabbi Yisuf Achi Haraf, the brother Rabbi Peretz Laharaf to Rabbi Peretz, that Damaylo Magshi Larav, the Gemara could have asked a different question to Rav. The Achshar Gimel B'Sheni, he validates a third level to a second level to come in because he says Achi Abba Lo Yoyed Li, that my father's brother cannot testify for me. Who Benoy B'Chaisne, him his son, his son-in-law B'Chaisne Keder Achadami, and his son-in-law is like another generation. Same kind of that's the case. We see Apostle Shlisha B'Sheni that actually a third should be disqualified for a second, a Nalik Rav. Tetz Rav, and the Rebbein Peretz answers in the Chanami, you're right. To have a Muslim like Shuya Hachad, the could have asked like this. Elmashim da actually Masachriti, because it's asking something else. Ask a Daite, the Hachi, it didn't entertain to ask this, because Nachanami Tetz, but Shitzakunjas, that's exactly how you have to answer, like we said, for what Rashi said. The same type of approach. Next test, Master begins the Gemara, Rav Dom Kerbalaza. And Omer Ben Tam, he says, the Kenalacha, that's the Alacha, the Shlisha Bredishan Apostle, that a third level and the first level becomes Apostle, Ken Mucha Perk Yashnechel, and the Gemara says, Babas, the Tafkof, and the Chasma Beis, the Shoch Leib Rav Abel, and Rav Yisiv Bar Chama, Halacha, Halacha, Shlisha Bredishan the Kasher, a third level and the second level is Kasher. Now, Mashma sounds like a Bredishan Apostle, but in the first one, it's going to be invalid, like Rav Yisiv, like Kerbalaza. Vamahasam, the Gemara says with the Hachi Ilchasa that that's the Alacha. Rabbi Shami Nami, I mean, we also see in the Yerushalmi that Moshe bin Mal Hayd Be'ishas Pinchas, what's the Alacha to testify regarding the wife of Pinchas? Rabbi Yechanan says Kasher, now says, Benok at Ishas Pinchas, Mashabel Pinchas, Ephra Pinchas, Loyoy, the Haber Shlishi Berishin, which was Aaron's grandson. Now, Vadol Aminon Isha Kabbalah, why don't we say the wife is like her husband, Kiyacha, like over here, Be'ishas Chargoy, like the wife of the stepson? Shanahasam is Balik Dara. Because over there, that there's a differentiation from a
from a generation.
Anyway, what Taisa is bothered by is that the Gemara tells that just like a person is considered a karv l'charga and he's possible to testify, so too is possible to testify for the wife of the charg. And even so, a person is kosher to testify for the wife of the shlishi, like the Yerushalmi comes out, because the third shlishi and onward is considered like a new dar that's further away from the first generation. If that's the case, even though locha, the shlishi itself, is carved to the rishon, the isha shlishi is not a carve, and therefore the rishon could testify for her.